In this bulletin, Labour promises to launch a royal commission into robo-debt if it wins the election, as the coalition pledges to lower the cost of medication. The United States accuses Russian President Vladimir Putin of depravity in his invasion of Ukraine. And in sport, the South Sydney Rabbitohs emerge victorious against the Manly Sea Eagles. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghali. Labour is pledging the launch of a royal commission into the robo-debt scheme if it wins government. The controversial robo-debt scheme, the automated matching of tax and Centrelink data to raise debts against welfare recipients for money the coalition government claimed to have overpaid, was deemed unlawful in 2019. A $1.2 billion settlement between robo-debt victims and the federal government was reached in 2020. But the Morrison government has never detailed who was accountable for the four-year scheme and which ministers knew about its problems. Scott Morrison was Social Services Minister when the scheme was conceived, but has denied personal responsibility for the disaster. Labour's proposed inquiry would seek to find out who is responsible for implementing the discredited program. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is defending a decision to introduce a $10 cut to medications next year rather than in the recent budget. If re-elected, the coalition is promising to reduce the cost of all medicines listed under the Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme for everyday conditions such as blood pressure and high cholesterol. It would see the maximum price of PBS medications drop from $42.50 to $32.50. Mr. Morrison says it's an important change for the future and will save patients $120 a year.
There are many things you can't control. You can't control the war in Europe. You can't control natural disasters. You can't control whether there's a pandemic or not. All of these things impacting on the prices Australians are paying every day. But what you can do is what we're doing. You can provide that relief, as we did in the budget. You can make the safety net more generous to help people who are on these medications, and you can reduce this non-concessional payment down by $10 on every single script.
The measures would come into effect on the 1st of January in 2023. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been asked to clarify comments by the Home Affairs Minister who accused China of election interference. Karen Andrews has suggested China timed its announcement of the deal with the Solomon Islands to line up with the election campaign. Mr. Morrison says Australia has safeguard protections in place.
We're very aware of the influence the Chinese government seeks to have in this country. We, in fact, introduced laws to prevent it. So any suggestion that the Chinese government doesn't seek to interfere in Australia, well, we didn't put that legislation in for no reason. We put it in there to ensure that Australians' security could be safeguarded from foreign influence in our own country.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby has become emotional during a war briefing accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of depravity in Ukraine. Mr. Kirby says it's difficult for any ethical, moral individual to justify Mr. Putin's actions.
It's difficult to look at it's difficult to look at some of the images and imagine that any well-thinking, serious, mature leader would do that. So I can't talk to his psychology, but I think we can all speak to his depravity.
The BBC is reporting that charities are working to deliver emergency contraception into Ukrainian hospitals as reports of rapes by Russian troops rise. Nearly 3,000 packets of morning after pills have been sent to areas of the country worst affected by the Russian military invasion. The International Planned Parenthood Federation has provided the pills which volunteers are delivering. The organization has also been sending medical abortion pills, which can be used for up to 24 weeks of pregnancy. To sport, where the South Sydney Rabbitohs have moved up to sixth on the ladder after beating the Manly Sea Eagles 40-22 at Central Coast Stadium. Manly were forced to play with a 12-person team after Carl Lawton was sent off the field for a lifting tackle on the South's Cameron Murray. Despite the absence, the Sea Eagles managed to lead 10-2, which was lost when Alex Johnston scored his sixth try of 2022 to bring the score to 12-10. The victory marked Cody Walker's 150th match in the league. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a sunny 23 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. Melbourne, much the same, 18. Hobart, a shower or two, 16. Canberra, morning rain, 19. Wollongong, rain, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, rain, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 27. Cairns, much the same, 29. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 34 degrees.